systems are offline.
Number one for today's hits and all-time favorites.
24 hours of non-stop anthems.
You happy?
What's up? This is your boy Fearless Eagle right here on What's the Topic. Yeah. I hope you're having an awesome, amazing day. Unfortunately, today we do not have your one and only Muscles from Brussels. But he's definitely gonna be here next week, so we're gonna make sure that we actually do the most right there with him. And I'm actually considering a part three, you know, of the whole topic, because there's a lot of things that he's gonna need to put down right here on What's the Topic. There's a lot of things that he got from doing research, you know, asking questions, watching stuff. So we want to hear his input, you know, on the whole topic. I don't want it to be just a one-sided, you know, show. So today we're gonna be looking at the whole internet revolution part two. So that's the whole topic. Now, for those who are listening to us, the topic last week, you basically heard part one. But like part one was, there was still a lot after the whole part one, you know, when we did the whole show and everything. There was like, there was still a lot of things that we had to touch on. And there was a lot of things that Muscles from Brussels, you know, had to share. But we couldn't because of time and everything, and we had to disappear and everything. But with part two, I'm definitely gonna speak about the stuff that I couldn't speak about on part one and mention, you know, some of the things. And then we're gonna have a part three where, you know, Muscles from Brussels can actually, you know, share all of these things. So today's topic, as I said, it's the internet revolution part two, and we're gonna be diving into a couple of other things that I didn't get to speak about. And do let me know how you're doing. If you're great, if you're not great, let us know why you're not great. And you know, what's cooking in your world, what's happening, and how your whole weekend, week, you know, how everything is going and how it has been. So make sure you do that, and make sure that you also share What's the Topic with the world that you live in. You know, everyone that's in your world, and make sure that you get the word out there. But right here on What's the Topic, you know how we do it. We give you the awesome, amazing stuff that gets you pumped up. The music that's on another level, just for you to, you know, take some time to get the information into your system and everything. So I'm gonna give you a track now, and then after that we're gonna dive into the topic. Enjoy.
You already know.
One throne.
Satan, he gone. I don't need your chick. My wife way too lit. Why should I battle with battles? He already battled the battle. I do not care what you say, devil. I do not feel you rattle. Woo! Whole squad ready, yeah, we made look edgy. Got holy routes, bringing up subs in a Chevy. No fear here, even when it looks sketchy. Walking in love, don't need to be petty. I'ma beat the block, speak about the true witness win souls. So we gonna free the block. Have the audacity to act on what you believe. If you believe what he say, grind like an athlete. Unmoved by apathy, we believe and we pray. Demographic? What's my demographic? It's the human race. Tether this, jockey, drop this on everybody. This is not a hobby. If you got a heartbeat, it's for everybody.
one throne.
Is shown. He is almighty. There's no one like he. Don't be misled or confused. Jehovah would not be abused. It could be me they refuse, but in his eyes I am approved. Ooh. I praise the Lord with my mouth, so the devil knows right where I stand. Do you not comprehend? Praise is a weapon, so watch where you step in. He's reigning forever and will never be banned. Hey, God with it, I'm with it. No gimmick, God given. Stay calm with it, no flaw in it. He's a bomb, diggity bomb, bomb. God is a business, you heard me. He reigns forever with certainty. Keep praying fervently. Jesus is coming back urgently. Open your eyes, look at her and me. There is beauty in diversity. I'm on the clock, give it all I got before time stops. In eternity knocks, don't put me in a box. Stay close to him like a sidekick. Don't lose grip or let it slip like chopsticks.
One throne.
I'm Rika.
I'm Antoinette.
And we're from Open Doors. We're visiting Active FM.
Yo, yo, yo. Yeah. Christ music is hot music. Yeah. Do let me know if you didn't enjoy that. If you did, yeah, make sure you give us feedback. Now we're going to dive into the whole topic, you know, the whole internet revolution. Now, like I said, for those who were here last week, they heard a bit about the internet revolution and they didn't hear everything though, so we're still gonna speak about everything. But yeah, for those who don't know anything about the internet revolution, now the whole internet revolution, if you go back to time, the internet, let's say 1992, the internet didn't exist back then. So that's literally what was happening. And then we had your whole situation with from 1993 going into your whole 1995, where the internet came into existence. And you know, it was known as the World Wide Web, and it's still known as the World Wide Web. And basically it was a user-friendly platform where people actually get to share information. So that was the main focus, if I had to put it, in terms of the whole, you know, World Wide Web. So the whole information situation, so that they actually created it back then to share information and, you know, get stuff out there quickly, you know, to actually spread news around the world quickly. So that's literally what happened. And it was your whole 10% of the population that decided, you know what, let's actually see how we can actually get, you know, information out there to the rest of the world without us, you know, having to go to, for example, if you're in USA, without us having to go to South Africa and then telling them what's happening in USA. I mean, you look at it, if it was back then, yeah, you leaving South Africa or you leaving USA to go to another location, that also takes time. So in the process of you going there, things are changing. So by the time you get to your destination, the information that you're probably going to give them is going to be inaccurate. If, yeah, like, I mean, if it takes you 2 days or let's say 3 days, a lot can happen in one day. I mean, you have, for example, you look at now Twitter. Twitter, like what's trending on Twitter changes within hours. Like after an hour, something new popped up. Or someone did something, or, you know, someone got arrested, or Will Smith slapped Chris Rock, you know, things like that happen within hours. And then, yeah, what's trending, you know, focus changes from what, yeah, people are focused on now to, let's say, an hour's time from now, you listening to the show, someone else is going to be listening to something else, because it's going to be the new stuff that is trending, you know, on the news. I mean, you have your whole Ukraine and all those stuff, and then next thing you focused on the US president, and then next thing you focused on your whole COVID. Literally, things are changing. So that's what was happening back then. They were like, okay, a lot of things is happening within a couple of, hours, and things are changing. So how do we actually get the world to know what's happening? Well, let's develop a website, you know, let's create the whole World Wide Web. And looking at it back then, yeah, if you could actually develop a home page, that was a big deal. Hey, a big deal. You can actually decide, you know what? I know I'm in standard 9, or, you know, whatever standard you in, you can decide, guess what? I know how to develop a home page, so I'm dropping out. That's literally what you could do. And you are going to be paid millions. Millions just to drop out of school and create a home page. So that's literally what was happening back then. Then as time went on, it obviously developed, you know. More people got to know about this, how to develop websites and all the stuff. They started now learning how to develop a home page. I mean, it went from your 10% of the population being able to do this to more than 10% of the population. And now a lot of people knew how to create home pages and all those things. Now, the 10% that initially started with the whole creation of the World Wide Web, you know, the whole creation of information and all the stuff, they now saw, hey, we got more people that are learning how to do this, and they even getting more skilled in this whole department. So how can we still do what we're doing, knowing that obviously we got competition, but we still effective? Now they now took it from them being the only ones. Obviously they knew that they're not the only ones. They took it from now sharing the whole information that they had from their side to now making it available for the rest of the world to also add their input. Hence why last week we spoke about the whole situation with, you know, Wikipedia, where people actually go there and drop information on there. You know, your journalists that exist out there in the world, they drop information on there. You know, you have all these different individuals that are all over the world that go on Wikipedia and they put information on there. So that's one of the things that we touched on. But now, what we were going to dive in was your whole, whole Web3 situation, you know, because back then, you know, we had Web2. Now we're in the generation, or let me say the era of your whole Web3, you know, because the internet is advancing and, like, things are not staying the same. So, yeah, if you out here living in the past, you're going to be left behind. You know, you're going backwards automatically without you even moving. So obviously back then we had your Web 2 and it was like a big deal and everything. You know, people were developing on Web 2. They were building on Web 2 and all the stuff. But now things, new things are happening, and you have your whole blockchain, all those different, you know, systems that are popping up and new things happening and all those things. So obviously your metaverse and all the stuff, they all built on Web3. So now, for those who do not know what is Web3, I'm going to give you a short definition of what Web3 is, so that you actually get to understand. Now this is what we were going to dive into last week with Muscles from Brussels. So I do definitely want him to share his thoughts on your whole Web3 situation. So now Web3 is also known as Web 3.0. So we came from 2.0. 2.0 was, on another level. People were like, that's the big deal. But now we're on 3.0. And sometimes it's actually, identified as Web3. So that's for the people who develop and all the stuff. Now, the idea in terms of the whole Web3 was to create a new World Wide Web based on blockchain. So the whole internet system actually running on your whole Web 3.0, which now has a blockchain system attached to it. Now, with the whole blockchain, for those who do not understand, now blockchain was created for the purpose of not being controlled, if I can put it that way. You know, obviously you have your whole censorship and, you know, all these things that are happening where people are controlling the data that you put up, and they basically the ones that are in charge. So one of the things that we did mention back then when Muscles from Brussels was here last week was, you know, your whole Facebook situation. Now, Facebook, whatever picture that you put on Facebook, guess what? You don't own it. I know they make it seem like you own it. They make you seem like you're the one that's in control. But reality is you actually not the one that's in control, and whatever that you put on Facebook doesn't belong to you, because anytime they decide that they're gonna kick you out or they're gonna crash your account, they can do that and you're not gonna have any power over that. So they basically the ones that are in control, and they don't tell you this because they know once you understand this, yeah, that's another situation. Look, we're gonna have less people on Facebook and more people on other platforms. So obviously they won't tell you all of this. But that's one of the things we spoke about. Whatever pictures that you put on Facebook belongs to Facebook. They won't tell you that. Whatever videos you put on Facebook belongs to Facebook, because they're the ones that are controlling what media that goes out there. And even when you put a picture on Facebook, they're the ones that control who sees it. It's the same situation with Instagram. It's the same situation with WhatsApp and all those stuff. But at the end of the day, they are the ones that own those things. So yeah, you're not the one that's in control. Now that's where now blockchain, the whole blockchain system came in. And I know, like, with your whole blockchain, it's more popular in your whole metaverse world, you know, your NFT world and all the stuff. That's where most of this blockchain systems, and also your crypto, you know, your whole cryptocurrencies and all those things, it's popular in those areas because they are aware that they use the blockchain system. And the reason why they use the blockchain system is so that the government, or, you know, these people in power, you know, that have ulterior motives, they're not able to control whatever that belongs to you. And for example, if you are an artist and you create an NFT, you will be the one that's in control of that NFT. So if you are selling it, you'll sell it, and guess what? Whoever that owns that NFT, you'll be able to see. Whatever transaction that happens with that NFT, you'll be able to see, because you are the original owner of that NFT. You're the one that created it. So if I sell an NFT to my brother, I'll be able to go onto the system and see my brother owns this. And if my brother sells it to someone else, so let's say I sold it to my brother for 1 million, and yeah, he decides he's gonna sell it also, but now he sells it for 2 mil, I'll be able to see that transaction. So I'll see, okay, I sold it to him for 1 million and he's the owner of it. And then if he sells it and he's no longer the owner of it, I'll be able to track it and see, oh, okay, so this person actually owns this, and they sold it for 2 million. So all those transactions I'll be able to see. But it was that whole situation of they don't want to be in a position where, okay, Facebook decides we're going to kick you out of the account, and then they kick you out. And whatever that you built on that whole account doesn't now belong to you. It belongs to someone else. So they wanted to avoid that. And that's where now the whole blockchain system came inside. You know, your whole blockchain technology. And yeah, it's a, as they call it, it's a decentralized system. So it's not owned by the government. No one's able to control your stuff. Whatever that you create belongs to you and you alone. So that's literally what's cooking. And yeah, obviously with your whole Web3, we have your Ready Player One, you know, questions that are going out there to say, is this the future that we are moving towards? You know, is this where we're going? How does the future look, you know, with your whole Web3? And yes, when you look at the whole Web3, it hasn't been implemented everywhere. So it's not yet like the official, you know, the like Web3 is now officially the one that's being used and being run, like it's the official system that we are now using. Web 2.0 is out of the system, like we're kicking this out. They haven't done that. We still have your Web 2, you know, that's being used now and then, you know. And if you actually look at the whole system, the way it's built. It's probably going to take a couple of years, you know, for it to come into being. And if you look at your whole Web 2, it actually took 10 years for it to come into being. Because before that, we had Web 1. Now, yeah, Web 1, you know, was your whole, you know, HTML, you know, CSS system, like simple stuff right there where you knew you just create that and then you make it look fancy and then put it up and all the stuff. So that's literally what was happening with your whole Web 1. And then Web 2 came in, now making things look fancy and all those stuff. Then now Web 3, we have your whole 3D worlds and all those things. So that transition from Web 1 to Web 2, it basically took 10 years. For them to like try it out, test it, see how it's happening, what are the glitches, you know, crashes, bugs, all those stuff. They had to look at all those things and then now say, okay, now we are ready to release this thing. And then they released it and then bam, it's all live and everything was happening. So same thing with your Web3. It's still like in its beginning, you know, it's like in the development stages, if I can put it that way. So there's still a couple of years left for them to, you know, still pick up bugs, all the stuff, and perfect it, and then say, okay, now we are implementing Web 3. Every single system that uses Web 2 will now transition onto Web 3, and we are officially gonna, yeah, be in a generation where Web 3 is the default system that we use. So that's literally what the future holds. That's what some of the predictions of the future, you know, they out there, you know, throwing those predictions and all the stuff. And my question is, looking at the whole Web3 situation, what do you think about it? Like, is it a good idea? Is it a good plan? Or is it one of those where you're like, nah, definitely don't want that to happen, because if it happens, these are the negative effects. I mean, myself, I do have negative effects that I saw, you know, when you look at your whole Web3 situation, there's negative effects that I saw. And yeah, like your blockchain sounds really amazing and everything, but there's all those negative effects that probably people are not focused on, they're not seeing. And yeah, it's like a blind spot, if I can put it that way. So feedback, do comment, let us know what you think about the whole situation of your Web3. And yeah, like with the whole technology revolution, how it like literally changed, you know, how technology has been changing, how it changed societies, you know. I mean, societies now, they're like on their phones and stuff. And one thing that I do know is you can have something, and if you use it the right way, you know, you can have a positive effect. But if you use it the wrong way, you'll have a negative effect. So do give us feedback on, you know, all of those things. What do you think about the whole situation? But we've been talking a lot, and the information needs to get into the system, and you need to make sure that you share everything out there. So I'm going to give you another awesome, amazing jam that's gonna get you pumped up, that's gonna make the information settle down into your system, and then after that we're gonna close off the show. So enjoy this track.
There's a violent silence deep within, introduced,
yep,
to these visions that we're playing, never seen the end.
I think a wireless mic would just...
Christians in the building, but it's so hard to co-sign. Who am I to
sounds in the air like this.
Deep within, hey. Introduced to these visions that were playing, never seen the end.
Now this is the time where y'all get all your cool off.
Put your hands in the air.
You can get your makeup covered a little bit on this one.
Put your hands in the air.
Stop. And we gon' stop it.
Hey young world, I come in peace.
Peace.
I believe in cock a peace. My God, he ain't got no limits.
No.
Sent his son to die for me. And my response is, live like I'm fascist. I fuck all that. No man can stop us, say, you know who God is, make noise. Don't believe it, just watch us, time is so make a choice and bow down.
There's a violent silence deep within, introduced to these visions that we're playing, never seen the end.
From Reactive, where music isn't just a band, isn't just a single person, but it's a movement, it's a lifestyle. You're listening to Active FM. Radio has never been better.
Yeah, that was awesome, that was amazing. Okay, I enjoyed that. I don't know about you, if you didn't enjoy that, what's wrong with you, huh? Nah, I'm kidding. There's nothing wrong with you right there. If you didn't enjoy that, let us know why you didn't enjoy that. Yeah, now we have reached that time where I'm definitely going to close. But before I close, there's just something that I want to throw out there, you know. Looking at your whole Web3 situation now, we all know that obviously Web3 is not officially out and we're not running on it. We're still on Web2 and, you know, Web1, you know, Web 1.0 or Web 2.0 as others they know it. Yeah, so we're still running on that. And if you don't understand what that is, I mean your whole internet, let's say your World Wide Web runs on your whole HTTP. Now that is how your whole search engines and, you know, whatever platform you go on to, that's how they find whatever information that you're looking for. They look for it via that identification process, if I can put it that way, and they go to your different servers to find whatever information that you're looking for. So that's how your website's identifier. That's basically their address, if I can put it that way. So that's their identity, their address. Now your whole Web 3.0 is going to be a whole different situation. Now, for some people, when you look at your Web 3.0, it's amazing because you'll be able to see what belongs to who and when things happen, all those stuff. I mean, identities are going to be there. But for some people, obviously, it's a good thing. But now you also go to the other side, which it's a problem for those who want to stay anonymous for their own safety. I mean, I thought of it. I'm like, okay, yeah, you know, in a way, it's actually awesome because you get to see what belongs to who and who was the original creator of that specific thing. If you look at your NFT and all the stuff, I mean, even your whole news reports and all those things, they're going to have an original creator. But now what happens if you exposing the government and you want to stay anonymous for your own safety? Now, what's going to happen there? Because now, looking at your whole Web3 situation, everything that goes live is going to be attached to the original creator of it. So if you exposing the government and you put content up and it has your identity, that means they can come after you. And yeah, for all we know is, yeah, that was the last time you spoke. The rest, yeah, we don't know. We don't want to talk about it. But now, yeah, looking at that whole situation, would that be a great idea, you know, in terms of saying that, okay, now let's go Web 3 and we're going to kick out Web 2 and Web 1, like, completely out. So would that be a great option, or is there a better, you know, way? Is there a better direction, you know, can we actually look at the whole thing and say, okay, there's better ways of doing this thing? We can, maybe, you know, just an idea out there, maybe we can keep, you know, Web 2.0 in there and Web 1, you know, 1.0 there for those who want to stay anonymous, and then you have your whole Web 3.0 for those who want to be tracked, you know, they want them to, you know, like whatever that they put out there, they want to be the owners and say, hey, I am the one that created it and I'm proud of it. So yeah, for the big mouths out there that want to be identified. So that's just a thought out there. It's a great idea to, you know, switch everything onto your Web 3.0, or maybe it's not, you know. I mean, yeah, look, we still have a future that's coming ahead where we're still gonna decide, you know, because there's a lot that we still need to learn concerning Web 3.0. Even the person who, you know, initially decided, you know, let's put Web 3.0 out there, you know, and connect it to your whole Ethereum. I mean, the creator of your Ethereum, because Mr. Wood, I think Greenwood, that's the name that he goes by. And he was the one that obviously brought this whole system into being, because he looked at obviously Bitcoin, blockchain, and all those stuff, and like, nah, let me create Ethereum. And looking at Bitcoin, any transaction that happens under Bitcoin stays anonymous. So you're not able to track whatever transaction that happens under Bitcoin to anyone. So you can try and track them, but you'll never find them. So that's literally what's cooking with Bitcoin. Now with Ethereum, it's a different situation, because that's where now the blockchain comes in, where whatever transaction that happens under the Ethereum blockchain, you're able to track it to whoever that did it. So yeah, that's literally what went down. And he brought this whole system in 2014. So we still got a lot to learn. We're still developing a lot. So we obviously need to see what the future holds and all those stuff. But yeah, for myself, Fearless Eagle, I am going to love you and leave you. If it's good morning to you, good morning. If it's good afternoon, good afternoon. If it's good evening. And if it's good night, good night. You can now go and sleep, because you've listened to the whole of us, the topic. Thank you for listening to the show. And make sure you share it to the world out there, you know, the world that you live in. I mean, there's people that need this. You know, some people don't even know that there's such thing as Web3. You know, they don't know that this thing exists. So yeah, share the show out there. Get them enlightened, you know, so that, yeah, if they need their life to be saved. I mean, this show saves lives. So, gotta make sure that you give it as a present, give it as a gift, you know, whatever. However you want to package it. So make sure you spread the word out there. From myself, Fearless Eagle, peace out and God bless. Enjoy the last track.
Times are changing. Where's your truth? Crime and anguish, that's the new black. Mother, father, it's a lonely fight. I love you harder, cause it's only right.
All I'd rather do is play my role. I was lost until you made me whole. Kept it real with me and fed my soul. Living life, no worries, that's my goal. And I love my team for real, no cap. They gon' hold me down and run these laps. Had to fly away from lonely nights. I'ma ride for you, it's only right, right, right. Only right, right, right. Look at my life, life, life. Working my life, life. Oh Lord, all I'd rather do is play my role. I was lost until you made me whole. Kept it real with me and fed my soul.
The troubles on the road when we hit it. We done got the victory for real, yeah, we did it. Big dog soldier walking with me and they with it. Slick told me either way it go, we finna get it. Why they wanna stop a young believer on the mission? We already won it if you talking competition. Mama told me wash your hand before you hit the kitchen. And when I'm finished eating, I'ma go drip fish. Only right I pull up with the gang. Only right I make it to the Hall of Fame. Only right. Only right I feel it in my veins. Only right I put them crosses on my chain. Only right. I've been down before, I won't go back. We done gave it all, we need more racks. And I ain't going for the cap, not for real, I'ma need more backs. Whoa, whoa. All I'd rather do is play my role. I was lost until you made me whole. Kept it real with me and fed my soul. Living life, no worries, that's my goal. And I love my team for real, no cap. They gon' hold me down and run me laps. Had to fly away from lonely nights. I'ma ride for you, it's only right, right, right. Only right, right, right. Look at my life, life, life. Working my life. Lost until you made me whole. Kept it real with me and fed my soul.
I ever could have imagined, that's the way I've been blessed. My God is bigger than I could have fathomed, constantly I'm impressed. I misstep, a time and again, and the next thing you know, I'm in a win. Really a pity and climbed to the sin, and lucky for me that I got me a friend. So it's only right that I got hope for the night, huh? And it's only right that when I soak in the light, that I turn around and give it out to those who broke in this fight. And do my part to reach their heart and help them open their eyes. I'm tripping over the lies of all the vultures and vipers, but I'm holding the prize if I could show them to Christ. Come on, I'm nothing nice when I'm stuck in the vice, but grace and love will suffice, and I find it gives me new life, come on. And I just love when the lights come on. See people right they wrongs, that's why I write my songs. True. And I don't need a microphone. Brought us the hype, I'm on to only the sprite and I'm gone.
All I'd rather do is play my role. I was lost until you made me whole. Kept it real with me and fed my soul. Living life, no worries, that's my goal. And I love my team for real, no cap. They gon' hold me down and run me laps. Had to fly away from lonely nights. I'ma ride for you, it's only right, right.